WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Morning, happy Monday to you. Welcome into a new week and welcome into a new month here on the program. It is December. It is officially the last month of the year, the final 31 days of 2025. And I was having this conversation with somebody the other day. Did it fly by or was it the longest year ever? You know, we brought it up on the show last Wednesday and I was talking with somebody about it over the weekend. Did it fly by or was it the longest year ever? It depends. At certain times, it felt both ways. You know, in some sense, I kind of looked up and it was July. And in other ways, it seems like this year just won't end. But it's going to. 31 days from now. Well, I guess technically 30 days from now. So we have a lot that we can discuss. I hope that you had a great Thanksgiving. Mine was very good. We had Thanksgiving at my sister's house, a nice meal, nice time together, no arguments, which is the most important part, although it's been a while since we've had a Thanksgiving argument. So, and we don't, you know, my family just isn't interested in politics, so you don't have to worry about that coming up. You know, my brother and I will share memes, but generally we're all kind of on the same page politically. For the most part. But even the ones who differ from us aren't, like, it's not a major topic of conversation in their lives anyway. So we don't really have arguments about that. We get into arguments about when somebody remembers something from the past and somebody's like, you're not remembering it right. That's not right. But we didn't have any of that. We also, we had some fantastic food. Great job by my sister and her husband making all the food. You know, and then some folks brought side dishes. My job is just to stop at Stevie's Wine and Spirits and bring the wine, bring the alcohol, bring whatever we're going to drink. So brought some Plymouth Bay wines, brought some Chickachita peanut butter tequila, made some peanut butter and jelly cocktails. And a good time was had by all. And then I just spent the rest of the weekend at home relaxing. Doing a Stranger Things rewatch. So the new season dropped last Wednesday, and I was like, you know, how much do I remember from the last season? Well, I better rewatch the last season. And then I said, you know what? If this is the final season, and there might be some callbacks to other things, I'm going to just start from the beginning, because it's been a long time since I watched some of the previous seasons. I think I watched season one twice, when it first came out, and then as a rewatch before season two. But then never watched it again. And then season two, three, and four, I never watched a second time. So it's just me and the cat all weekend doing our Stranger Things rewatch. So we've got two episodes left in season four. I say we, like, the cat's paying attention, although he has been watching it. And then we'll start the new seasons probably sometime this week. So how was your Thanksgiving? What did you go out and do? I did not do my traditional movie trip on Thanksgiving night. We left my sister's house, I think like about 6 o'clock or so. And I don't want to be that relative that hangs around. So usually when my parents leave, that's when I leave. I don't want to be the person that's there till like 7, 8 o'clock at night when everybody else left 2 hours before. Even though, you know, my sister and brother-in-law were like, you can stay as long as you want. But I just don't, you know, they want to clean up and they've been cooking all day and they got up early and I'm not going to keep them up. So I left, my parents left, and I was like, well, I could go to the movies, but there was nothing I really wanted to see. You know, the top movies are all sequels to movies I've never seen before. And so I just said, I'm going to go home and watch Stranger Things instead. Turned out to be the right move. But I do miss that feeling of going to the movies on Thanksgiving. Hopefully there'll be something out at Christmas that I'll want to go see. So later on this morning, we are going to have New Bedford City Council President Shane Burgo back with us. It'll be our first chance to talk with him about the tax rate since that vote, since he couldn't join us last week for an appointment, but he'll be with us this week. We'll talk to him about that. We'll talk to him about how his Thanksgiving went. We'll talk to him about what he would like to see happen in his final month as council president. And as he has said on this program, he does not wish to seek the council presidency again. We've been hearing some different names of people who might be interested in that position. But he will not be seeking it again. He says he's looking forward to getting back to being on the floor and being able to voice his opinion on issues. So we've got just a couple of meetings left, really. A couple of weeks of meetings left because it'll be a lighter month, being the holidays. And so now with it being December, what are you doing to get in the holiday spirit? I've still got a couple more weeks before I have to worry about it. I'll be in the holiday spirit by December 13th. By the time Santa Claus comes here to WBSM, I will be in the holiday spirit. He'll be here with us on December 13th. It's a Saturday instead of a Friday. We've done it Friday night the last couple of years. And we thought, you know, maybe with it being a Friday night during the holiday season, people are busy. People are going out and doing things. People are going out and shopping and whatever else they might be doing. And they might not be, you know, by the radio. So in order to get, and even, you know, even though we did it from like 6 to 8, sometimes, you know, the kids aren't available at that time. They've got activities and different things going on. So we said, you know what, let's do it on a Saturday afternoon this year. Santa Claus made some extra time in his schedule. So he'll be with us on Saturday, December 13th from 4 to 6. And so you'll be able to call in and tell Santa what you want for Christmas. We'll take the phone calls live on the air. I'm sure some folks will drive by the WBSM windows and wave at Santa when he's here. And it's always a good time when he comes in. He always seems to bring a little magic with him for the holidays. And so we'll see him on December 13th. And speaking of the holidays, this week is Holiday Wish Week. Now, in the past, you know, Fun 107's been doing Holiday Wish for a long time, where they recognize a different family every day this entire week and try to raise as much money as they can to help that family that's, you know, struggling. And, you know, they're usually dealing with some sort of medical issues or, you know, sometimes it's a woman and her children escaping a domestic violence situation. There's been all different stories over the years of people who really need a little extra help for the holidays. And for years, the South Coast has come out and supported them overwhelmingly. And alongside that, a few years ago, we started doing the mini miracle here on WBSM, where we took one of the families and said, okay, well, we'll feature one family because we can't really dedicate ourselves because of the talk show format. We can't really dedicate every day to a family like Fun 107 does. So what we said, there's just too much news that happens, too many things to talk about, too much stuff that goes on, too many, you know, regular interviews and things like that. So we were always just focusing on one day with the Mini Miracle family, but we decided this year, because so many families need so much extra help, that we would also feature each of those Holiday Wish families each day this week. So we'll have today's family coming up for you in a little bit. We'll hear their story from our friends over at the MGM show on Fun 107. And then we'll share with you all the information about how you can donate. And later on, the United Way of Greater New Bedford will be here taking phone calls, taking donations from Fun 107, you know, on the Fun 107 request line. So what we'll do is we'll give you that number throughout the course of the week to be able to call and make a donation. But the easiest way, and you can do this anytime, is to just text WISHES 25, W-I-S-H-E-S 25, to 26989. That's 26989. And we'll keep giving you that throughout the course of the day and the course of the week. And although we try to raise as much money as we can each day for each family, we understand, you know, not everybody has extra money in the bank today. And maybe you want to help today's family, but you can't do it until Friday, say. You're waiting for a paycheck, or you're waiting for your paycheck to clear, or whatever. You'll still be able to go back and help that family, even though it's not their day anymore. You'll still be able to go to the drop-down menu on the United Way of Greater New Bedford's website to donate and make that donation. So we will we'll be happy to help support Fun 107 and their Holiday Wish Week. And it's brought to you by a number of great businesses that are helping us out this year in being able to do this, including First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Aaron Pools and Spas, Mosquito Squad, and Carefree Homes. All right, I've got to get my first break in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails available on the WBSM app. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
Traveling in a freighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. A strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? A women go and men wonder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
And welcome back in. We're going to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts in just a little bit. And then we'll get you and your take on what's going on in the world today at 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails available on the WBSM app. And we selected the winners for Straight No Chaser, which is happening Thursday at the MGM Music Hall at Fenway. And Casey is going to be reaching out to you probably today. She was off last week for the holiday, getting ready for the holiday. So she should have your emails out to you today to claim your tickets. They're virtual tickets, so you'll just sign online, and then she'll send them to your Ticketmaster account, and you'll be going to the show. And if you're not one of the winners and you still want to buy tickets, well, you can go to WBSM.com and click on the link there to get them. But also, if you're not going to go to that show and you want to go to a show here locally, there's a band that's going to be playing at the Vault on Thursday night called Quarantine. It is a Kiss cover band that focuses on the no makeup era of Kiss and their music. And the lead singer of that band is Chris Jericho, former WWE wrestler, I guess former AEW wrestler. His contract runs out this month, and there's no word if he's re-signing. Some people think he's coming back to the WWE. But either way, you also know him as the frontman of the band Fozzy. Well, Quarantine is a side project that they did during quarantine, during the COVID-19 lockdowns. So they are now out touring, and they're going to be stopping at the Vault on Thursday night. Tickets are still available for that. And if all goes well, Chris Jericho is joining us tomorrow morning here on the program. I put out a little teaser on my Facebook the other day and said, here's a hint. And I took, because, you know, it would air on December 2nd, I took the O2 from the first Y2J countdown in his Titantron video and put that up there. And people pretty much guessed it right away. But yes, if all goes well, we'll have him on the program tomorrow. Basically, you know, full disclosure, I'm going to be recording with him this afternoon, as long as he's not too busy and he can give us a call. I doubt he was the mystery man at Survivor Series for a couple of reasons. One, he's still under AEW contract, although the argument to that is that's why they kept him under a... And even if it wasn't him under the hood, doesn't mean that they couldn't say that it was him later. People are like, well, that can't be Jericho, the way he climbed the cage. It's okay. They can have somebody else be under the hood and then later say it was Jericho. It's all fiction. So you can do that. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see where that goes. But yes, so if everything works out today, you know, and he's not at Monday Night Raw, he'll be giving me a call, and we'll air that tomorrow morning for you. Just because 8 o'clock in the morning is way too early for a rock star to get up that's on tour. All right, I think he does have a show tonight too, by the way, so. We've got the news now with Mike Roberts. On the other side, we can talk with you, 508-996-0500. But let's turn things over to Mike Roberts in the WBSM newsroom.
Five firefighters injured in Connecticut. A new vaccine protocol on the way. And if you're in better shape, you may have a better brain, according to new research.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Five firefighters in Norwalk, Connecticut, suffered burns on Saturday as they battled a three-alarm house fire.
Firefighters arriving on the scene were met with flames on all three floors of the house. 12 occupants of the home were evacuated safely, but now need a new place to live and are being assisted by the Red Cross. The injured firefighters were treated and released at Norwalk Hospital. The cause of the fire is under investigation. I'm Larry Kofsky.
Flights have resumed at Des Moines International Airport after a Delta plane slid off the runway. Airport officials say the incident happened around 10 p.m. on Saturday when a Delta flight arriving from Detroit left the tarmac in a snowstorm. No passengers were injured. The airfield reopened shortly after 11:30 a.m. on Sunday, and normal operations resumed. Several flights were canceled or delayed on what the FAA says was one of the busiest Thanksgiving travel holidays in 15 years. A large black bear decides to call a Southern California homeowner's crawl space home sweet home.
An Altadena homeowner got the surprise of his life when a large bear made itself quite comfortable in the crawl space of his home. Ken Johnson said he installed a camera on the side of his home after he noticed some things out of place.
I went around to put batteries in the camera, and this huge growl comes from out from under the crawl space, and I just went running. I was so scared. I mean, it was the most amazing sound you've ever heard. This huge roar like a lion with a hiss on top of it.
Both Johnson and his beloved cat, Boo, are terrified of their new roommate and are looking for a fix.
I went back in and called the sheriff, and they said to call not animal control, but fish and game and wildlife. And so I called them. They're on vacation.
I'm Lisa Carton.
A new study shows some unfortunate cannabis side effects are on the rise. Researchers at the University of Illinois Chicago says that ER visits from cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome is rising. People with CHS experience periods of intense cramps, nausea, vomiting that can last from 1 to 2 days, and it has been coined scrobbiting because the pain felt while vomiting is so uncomfortable it causes people to scream. CHS typically happens in those who have been using cannabis chronically for several years, and scientists don't know yet what the cause is. Attorney General Pam Bondi is taking aim at the Biden administration over the shooting of 2 National Guard members in Washington, D.C. Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Bondi said that the alleged gunman, identified as an Afghan national, should never have been allowed into the U.S.
They did not do biometrics. They did not do social media. They did very little, if minimal, vetting on all of these people.
The alleged shooter came to the U.S. in 2021 under Operation Allies Welcome and was granted asylum this year by the Trump administration. Federal prosecutors said on Friday the suspect will be charged with first-degree murder following the death of National Guard member Sarah Beckstrom of West Virginia. Air Force Staff Sergeant Andrew Wolf remains hospitalized in critical condition. Hawaii officials are preparing for the 84th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack. A free event observing the historic anniversary will begin on Friday, December 5th. The events will include Rosie the Riveter signing commemorative posters at the Pearl Harbor National Memorial Bookstore, as well as the USS Utah Memorial Sunset Ceremony on December 6th. On the 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, the Remembrance Day commemoration ceremony will start at 7:30 a.m. at the memorial. An Arizona Thanksgiving tradition that started with a wrong number has stood strong for a decade.
Jamal Hinton spent Thanksgiving with Wanda Dench for the 10th year in a row after she accidentally sent a text message to the then 17-year-old Hinton inviting him over. She was trying to make Thanksgiving plans with her grandchildren when she reached Hinton instead, who responded with a photo of himself and jokingly asked, "Can I still get a plate, though?" Dench said, of course, adding, "That's what grandmas do, feed everyone." They've maintained the annual gathering ever since, although last year they had to meet virtually while Dench battled cancer. The two say they now consider each other family. I'm Michael Kastner.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by John C. Law.
Celtics beat Cleveland last night, 117-115. Seas host the New York Knicks tomorrow night at the Garden. Monday Night Football, Patriots host the Giants tonight from Gillette, and the Bruins are in Detroit tomorrow at 7 p.m.
Now, your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by the Ultimate Men's Clinic.
Sunshine today, cold and dry. High temperature this afternoon around 42. Clouds increasing tonight, still dry, very cold. Late night temperature down at 25. Widespread rain likely on Tuesday, heavy at times around 45. A bit of wet snow mixing in at times across northern Bristol County, Mass. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petraca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
Welcome back in. And that is Peter Gabriel's Sledgehammer, one of the coolest videos of the 80s. Upgrading your home's energy efficiency can feel overwhelming, but with C2S Energy, you don't have to go it alone. Their certified experts handle everything from assessing your home to recommending the right solutions, whether it's insulation, windows, roofing, or high-efficiency heat pumps. They even navigate the rebate process for you, making it simple to qualify for savings up to $16,000. Trust the team that knows the programs, the products, and how to maximize your comfort and savings. Visit C2SEnergy.com and let C2S Energy do the heavy lifting. And today is Cyber Monday, as they call it. Right? Today is the day after you have the Black Friday shopping in person. Although, how many people really go out and do it in person? You don't really have to these days. But, I saw a post from people who were still out there and people who were excited to kind of get back to it. I guess, some of their favorite stores hadn't been doing it. So they will, they'll go brave the elements and brave the weight and all that stuff again to get whatever deals they're looking for. And I think some people just do it just for the fun of it, just because they don't have to go to work, so it's a fun thing to do. They know they can go home and go back to bed if they want. Plus, how many of us just fall asleep early on Thanksgiving from all that turkey, all that tryptophan, so we wake up, early in the morning anyway, right? But today is Cyber Monday, where, all the deals go on sale online. And then tomorrow will be Giving Tuesday. Tomorrow is the day that they set aside for, now you've spent all this money on things. Tuesday's reserved for a day to give money to help people. But we're going to be doing that all this week as we are helping with the Holiday Wish Week, teaming up with Fund 107 and the United Way of Greater New Bedford. And coming up in the next hour, you're going to hear the story of Cheyenne from Acushnet. She's a 33-year-old who has had part of her foot removed after a devastating infection and is now battling to save her leg. She's been out of work since September with multiple doctor visits a week in Boston. She's struggling to pay her rent and her utilities. She's lost both of her parents and is now responsible for caring for her two adult siblings, both with developmental disabilities. So you're going to hear Cheyenne's story in her words coming up in the next hour. And then we'll have all the information about how you can make a donation, including being able to call in live. We're going to have you call the Fund 107 hotline for accepting donations. And you'll also be able to text your donations to Wishes25 to 26989. Wishes25, you just text that to 26989. But we'll give you the Holiday Wish hotline coming up. So make sure you have a pen handy, because you're going to want to call in and help Cheyenne and her cause. And again, we're going to feature a different family every day all this week. We want to help make this the biggest Holiday Wish Week ever and really help these families at a time when folks are struggling extra hard. All right, let me get my next break in here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. That's my number here.
My name is John David Carpton.
Dr. Kimberly Stegmeyer.
Dr. Edith Perez.
I'm a medical oncologist.
And I focus on cancer prevention.
People are always asking me, why?
Why do I do this work?
Two words come to mind for me. One is responsibility. The other is purpose.
There was a child that, I took care of and adored, and she said to me, Dr. Kim, will you remember me forever? Sorry. It's been a hard year.
Every day I think of the faces of patients when I see their smiles, when I tell them that new treatments are helping their lives.
It's just so inspiring to do research that impacts human lives.
Stand Up to Cancer has been a critical partner in advancing research for cancer.
Cancer research saves lives.
So please help us fight in this battle against cancer.
Be a part of the team that ends cancer at standuptocancer.org.
Hi, I'm Jenny Garth.
I've loved and cared for rescue animals since I was a little girl growing up on a farm in Illinois. My pets have always been some of the most important members of my family. My friends at American Humane have been helping animals for over 140 years. Adopting an animal in need can help save a life and add a new member to your family. Since 1981, American Humane has celebrated Adopt a Dog Month each October in an effort to help the estimated 3 to 4 million animals waiting in shelters every year to get the loving forever home that they deserve. I urge you to consider fostering or adopting a shelter pet and to support the noble mission of American Humane. Together, we can make a significant difference in the lives of these loving creatures. For more information, please check out AmericanHumane.com.
Wake up weekday mornings with the Tim Weisberg Show, 1420 AM and 99.5 FM, WBSM.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails available on the WBSM app. And if you've not used the WBSM app before, well, super easy to do. You just download it from your app store, or if you don't use your app store, some people don't like to use the app store because it requires you to put a credit card in. Now, we don't charge you anything for the WBSM app. It's totally free. Thanks to our friends at South Coast Towing, but the App Store requires you to put a card on file so that if you do download an app that either requires money or sometimes, you know, a lot of the games that are out there now, there's in-app purchases, they call them. So, you know, you might, you know, you can play a game for free, but then if you want to get like certain power-ups or expansions or anything on them, then it charges you money. So that's why they require you to have a card on file. But some people don't like to do that. I don't know how you get your apps without using the App Store, but at least our app, you don't need the App Store for, because you can just go to WBSM.com, click on the Listen tab, and then just type in the email address that's associated with your device, and it will send you an email that you can just download the app right onto your device. So whether you use a phone to listen or a tablet, an iPad, whatever it may be, we can get it over to you either through the App Store or through the Listen tab at WBSM.com. And what do you get on the WBSM app? Well, you get live weather. So when you get wet weather coming in like we have tomorrow, where we should be just south enough that we're just going to get rain. But there is another storm later on this week that might have some more mixed precipitation. And you can keep up with all of that with the weather right at the WBSM app. You also get all of our stories. Everything that we have at WBSM.com is also available on the app. You also get breaking news alerts and really all the stories that we put out alerts for. Not everything that we put out an alert for is just breaking news. It's just, hey, here's something we think you would like to read, something you'd be interested in. You also have the ability to send us app chat messages, which is like texting us right here in the studio. You also have the ability to use the open line voicemail feature, which is a chance to just open it up and record uninterrupted your thoughts and then send it over. And I can play it here on the show. And then you can also call us directly through the app as well. So if you can't remember the phone number, you don't have it saved in your phone, we can have it so much easier for you by just opening up the app, hitting call us, and it'll bring up the number. It doesn't directly dial us because, you know, we don't want to be taking over your phone, but it'll open up your phone's dialer. your phone's keypad with the number already programmed in. And then you can just save it. Then you've got it in your phone. So 508-996-0500 is the number if you don't know it already. I got one more break I got to get in. Let me do that, and we'll be back in a few moments.